Today's shiur is Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara tells us a story. Rav Zeira Cholish. Rav Zeira got sick. Allah gave Rav Avuah. Rav Avuah came to visit him, and Kibbal Alei, he accepted by himself a vow. Im Misbach Katina Charek Saki, if the small man of burnt thighs will recover, Avinu Yom Tov Rabbanan, I will make a Suda, I'll make a festival for the Rabbanan. Why was Rav Zeira called the small man of the seeing thighs? Because the Gemara Masechta Bamitzia says that every 30 days Rav Zeira would put himself into a burning oven to check whether he was vulnerable to fire. Like that he would determine if the fire of Gehenna would have an effect on him. He was never harmed at all by the fire of the oven, except once when his thighs were seamed because of an iron horror that had been set on him. Because of this story, of Zerah, who was short, was called the small man of the seeing thigh. Bispach, and of Zerah recovered. Ovid Sudas Lukul Rabbanim. So Vua made a feast for all the Rabbanim. Kimata Lemisra, when it came to start the meal, Amalela Rav Zeira, so Rav Abba said to Rav Zeira, Rav Vua said to Rav Zeira, Lishu Amar, let you be the one to start the meal by doing Betzias Apas, by you saying that Maitzi and cutting the bread for the assembled. Amalei, so Rav Zeira said to him, Leisavala Lahad Rav Yochanan, don't you remember, don't you agree with what Rabbi Yochanan said, the Balbayis Betzaya, that the host is the one that should recite and make the bracha over the bread? Sharalhu. So Rabbi Avuah agreed, and he started by breaking it. So the Rishonim asked, the Rashba asks, how did Rabbi Avuah make this mistake that he asked Rav Zeira to make the bracha when he knew the halacha is that the Baal Bayis is supposed to do it? So Rashba answers, since the meal was made in the honor of Rav Zeira, Rav Avuah thought that this is considered Rav Zeira's meal, and Rav Zeira is considered the Baal Bayis, and therefore Rav Zeira should be the one to break the bread. Kimotel of Ruchi, when it came to say the Birchas Mazon, Omle Rav Zeira said to Rav Avuah said to Rav Zeira, Mevarach Lamar. He said to him, you should make the Birchas Mazon. You should be the one to lead us in Birchas Mazon. Amalei, Rav Zeira said to him, Lesavala Ma'ar Lahad Rav Huna the Belen Bavel, don't you remember what Rav Huna Bavel said, that by Tzei Mavarach, that the one who makes the blach over the bread is also the one to say Birchas Mazon? And the concept is that Hamascha B'mitzvah, Amalei Gavar, since he was the one that started, he's the one that should finish. The Ihu and Avuah that did not agree with this, and he asked Rav Zeira to lead the Birchas Mazon, commands freely, according to whom did he hold? Kihadur Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Shimon Yochai, like Rav Yochanan said in the Shem Rav Yishu Yochai, Baal Bayis Betzaya, the Baal Bayis the one to break the bread, the host should be the one to break the bread, for Arich Mavarech, and is the guest that makes the Tzayis to Bercha. Baal Bayis Betzaya, the Baal Bayis is the one that breaks the bread, Kadesh Yiftzbe and Yofa, that he should do it generously and he'll give large portions. Because if somebody else is breaking the bread, since it's not his bread, he's not the host, he'll be embarrassed to give large portions. But it's the guest that says the Birchas Mazon, Kadesh Yivarech Baal Bayis, in order that he should give a bracha to the Baal Bayis. Because as we learned yesterday, in those times, not every member of the group who ate together said Birchas Hamazon. It was just the person who led the Zimun, who said the Birchas Hamazon on behalf of the whole assembly. So if the person is going to be saying his own, if the Baal Bayis is going to be saying the Birchas Hamazon, he can give himself a bracha. So that's why the appropriate thing was that a guest should bench, and the guest will say the bracha for the Baal Bayis. Mai Mevarach. So ask the Gemara, what is the bracha that a guest gives when he blesses his host. He said he rotsin shleyovish ba'albayis ba'lamazer. May it be Hashem's will that the host not be ashamed in this world. Shleyikolam loylam haba, not be humiliated in the world to come. For Rebbe Moshe B'dvarim, Rebbe used to add, v'yitzlach ma'od b'chol nechasav, he should be very successful with all his possession. V'hi nechasav Nuchaseinu, may his possessions and our possessions Mitzlochim be successful, but quite near and close to the city. Because when something's close to the city, they don't have to move far away; they can stay close to home. By Yishlo Satan, Leib Masiyadav, the Satan shouldn't have any reign over his work, Leib Masiyadav over our work. But Yizdaka Leila Fon of Leila Fenenu, and may there not appear neither before him nor before us Shum Dvar Hirer Chait, any thought of sin, Ve'Avera. Vavin or Averis, Miatav Olam, forever and ever. So the first question is: the Gemara quotes this bracha that the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Shimon ben Yochai, that the host is the one that to lead the Berachas Mazon. The rest of the ones should say Berachas Mazon in order they could say this bracha Yiratzen. Many, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch this halacha. Many Mefarshim Paiskim try to understand why we don't make this bracha nowadays, right? It's not common to have people make this bracha. The only two truths they had, I found one was from the Chuvas and Haggis, that they, for many hundreds of years, maybe even longer, Klai Yisrael and their various exiles were prohibited from owning real estate, were prohibited from owning property. Since what is said in this Nusach is that the nechasov nechasen mitzlochim, may our property be successful. Nechasim we know means property generally, real estate. And since Klal Yisrael weren't allowed to own property, this language was inappropriate. Also, perhaps because the Magen Avraham says, and most places can argue with the Magen Avraham, but the Magen Avraham says that this bracha, this Yehiratzin, is only said when one benches over a cup of wine. Since many times we don't have a cup of wine when we bench, so we don't say the Yehiratzin. However, the Chuvas from the Haggis does bring down that the Brisker Rav was very careful always to say the Yehiratzin. Moreover, the Brisker Rav says, and he infers this from the words of the Rambam, that this Yiratzin should be appended to the fourth bracha, the bracha of a type of Meta, which we'll talk about soon, that this is not a separate bracha. It just should be added right after saying the type of Meta. It should be said immediately, not later when you say the other Rachmans. Furthermore, the Brisker Rav says that when somebody finishes the bracha of a type of Meta, he should not, and if the guest is saying this bracha of Yiratzin, he should not stop and wait for the people at the table to say Amen after the bracha of a Tova Meitiv. Rather, he should first say the Yiratzin and then say the Amen after this Yiratzin, which will also go on the bracha of a Tova Meitiv. The explanation in this bracha of Yiratzin, Shloyevish Balbais Bayom Hazav Veloy Bayom Haba, I saw explanation like this. The Gemara Masechta Chulin describes two types of people. There's some people that want to give tzedakah, but they don't have, but they anyway give because they're embarrassed not to give. Then you have people that have money to give, but they don't give. They don't want to give, but they give because they're embarrassed not to give. So the person who doesn't have money and gave only because he's embarrassed means he's embarrassed in this world. He did it to avoid embarrassment in this world, because in the next world he wouldn't have been embarrassed because he didn't have money. The person who gave because he doesn't want to be embarrassed, he has, but he didn't give because he doesn't want to be embarrassed. That means he's only worried about the embarrassment of this world. He's not worried about the embarrassment of next world. So we say, Yiratzin Shloyevish Balbayis, the Balbayis shouldn't be embarrassed, Loi Balam Hazav, Loi Balam Haba, not in this world and next world. He should be in the category that he has, and therefore he should give in this world, and he wants to give, and therefore he's not embarrassed in this world, and he's not embarrassed in the next world. He has, and he wants to give, and he's in a perfect situation. And that's why the Shem Tzion Balacha adds, we have the minhag that even though generally the Baal Bayis is mechabed a guest to lead benching, the minhag, and it says this in Shulchan Aruch, is by the Seder, the Baal Bayis himself should be the one to lead the benching. Why? Because possibly, why shouldn't the Baal Bayis lead benching? Besides that, he wants to get a bracha from his guest. It's also because maybe what he gave his guest, he really didn't want to give. However, we begin that God with the announcement of called the Tfinyes V'Yechel. We're inviting guests to our meal with a full heart, with really wanting to do it. Since we're inviting guests to our meal and we really want to do it, so it's no problem. We're not embarrassed, so we're comfortable in saying this nusach. It's also interesting, the Mefarshim say that Rav Shimon ben Yochai only said Shloyevish Baal Bayis Baalim Hazer V'Loy Kolam Alam Haba. And then the Gemara says Revi added all these things, the Yitzchak Moed ben Chasav. Why didn't Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai have this as part of his nusach? Because we learned the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that a person should spend all of his time learning. If a person spends all of his time learning, he won't have all these properties and real estate and everything to be successful with. So therefore, the bracha, the appropriate bracha, is he didn't have that as part of his bracha. As far as the halacha l'maisa is that the Baal Bayis should be the one to make the berachas hamotzi, even if there are guests who are more chashuv than him, a tkoin or tamid chacham. But if the host is not eating with the assembled, then he can ask the most chashuv person to make the bracha. It should usually be a Talmud Chacham, and Talmud Chacham, the Shulchan Aruch always says, goes before Talmud Chacham, before a Kohen even, but it only goes before a Kohen who's Am Aretz. If you have a Kohen who is a Talmud Chacham, he goes first. Now the question is, let's say you have a Talmud Chacham and you have a Kohen who's a Talmud Chacham but not as great as a Talmud Chacham as the Talmud Chacham. The Pesach can say that at that point the Talmud Chacham should be Michael and allow the Kohen to make the bracha. In terms of who leads the benching, it is always the Baal Bayis's option to be mechabed benching whoever he wants. And if the Baal Bayis wants to lead the benching himself, he always has the option to take it for himself also. The one more shaila is like this. Amongst the Rachmans, we say, Rachman, who yishlach lanu bracha meruba b'bayit hazeh, v'al shulchan zeh shulchanu olav. So there's a question, what happens if somebody is eating in a park or in a public place, not by a table? What bracha do you say? Do you say the bracha Rachman yishlach lanu bracha meruba b'bayit hazeh? So the halacha is that if somebody's eating in a public place, he shouldn't say the nusach of Rachman Yishlach Lanu Brachim Ruba Bayis Azeh Al Shulchan Zeh Shulchan Olav. Rather, he should say Rachman Yishlach Lanu Brachim Ruba Balichaseinu Uva Yeshivaseinu. Now, a very common question is, what happens if somebody's eating in a restaurant or in a hotel that, although he's not the owner of the hotel or the owner of the restaurant, but he's also, but the owner, the host, is not giving him the food, he's paying for the food. Should he make a bracha of Rachman Yishlach Lanu Brachim Ruba B'Bayis Hazeh V'Shulchan Zeh, even though he's paying for the meal? Rabbi Yosha says that in such case also the bracha should be made, because we are having hana, we are having enjoyment from this person, and therefore he should make this bracha. Continues the Gemara. Ad Hechen Birchas Haziman. Until where does the bracha of a zimun go? So there are two very fundamental pshat in this Gemara. There's Rashi's pshat and Tosfos' pshat. We're going to learn the Gemara with Rashi's pshat, and then perhaps we'll say Tosfos' pshat after we finish the Gemara. So according to Rashi, the Gemara's question is, till when we start zimun, when we're benching with a zimun, until what is considered the birchas hazimun? So Rav Nachman Omer, Rav Nachman says, Ad Nevarach, until at the end of the Zeman part of the bench when we say Mevarach, Shechal Mishloi, Vashesh Shama Arazon. And it goes until the end of the first bracha, which ends with the word Hazonas HaKol. So Gemara wants to say that this machloikus between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is actually a machloikus tanoim we found other word in another place. The Tani Chada, we learned in one brisa, Birchas HaMazon, Shnayim Shloisha. Sometimes Birchas HaMazon consists of two or three brachas. The Tani Yidach, we learned another brisa, Shloisha V'Arba. Sometimes Birchas HaMazon is three or four brachas. So, the Kutz of Ruah, they saw in the yeshiva, in the understanding this machlokes, the Kuli Alma, everybody agrees that Atayva Meitiv Lav Deraisihi, that the fourth bracha benching of Atayva Meitiv is not Midaraisa. Maila, so now we're left with the first two or three brachas. Maila Bahakimaski. And what is the machlokes? Mandama Stein Vishalish, the Mandama who says that Birchas HaMazon is either two or three brachas to suffer Arazon. He holds that the Zeman goes until the end of Birchas HaZon, and therefore, when there is no Zeman, there's only two brachas in Birchas HaMazon, the second and the third bracha. Because the first bracha is only said when you have Zeman. So Shnayim is when you don't have Zeman, the Birchas HaMazon with the rice will consist of only two brachas. And Shloish, when you have a Zeman, the Birchas HaMazon the rice will consist of the three brachas. Oman Dama Shalosh v'arba, and the man who says that it's three or four brachas. Ksav ad nevarach. He holds that the Zeman procedure only goes until nevarach, and therefore, when there is the standard brachas mazon without Zeman, consists of three brachas. You have the first three brachas of the brachas mazon, and when you have a Zeman, the Zeman part is considered the fourth bracha. So the Gemara loy. We don't have to say that this is what the brises are talking about. Because Rav Nachman Matasa Tamei, Rav Nachman can explain that both brises go according to his shita, Rav Sheshes Matasa Tamei, and Rav Sheshes can explain that both brises go according to his explanation. Rav Nachman Matasa Tamei, Rav Nachman can say that both brises go according to his explanation. On the Kula Alma Advarah, everybody will agree that the Zeman goes only until Nevarach. So the brisa that says the Birchas HaMazon is either three or four brachas works well. It's three brachas when there is no Zeman, and it's four brachas when there is a Zeman. And the man that says that it consists of two or three brachas, here we're talking about workers who, as we explained many times, work by the hour. And when they worked by the hour, they said a shorter Birchas HaMazon. So, Domamar, as we learned, Pesach Bazon, a worker who we give him the right to say an abridged benching because his time is owed to the Balabas, begins Birchas HaMazon with saying the whole first bracha of Hazan, the Koyla Ben Yishlaim Birchas Aretz, the second and third bracha of Birchas Aretz and Ben Yishlaim, he combines into one bracha. So according to him, the standard bracha is two brachas when you have a payel, and when you have him doing zimun, it'll be three brachas. It'll be the zimun, the whole first bracha, and the second and third bracha combined into one. And Rav Sheshes Matasa Tamei, and Rav Sheshes could explain both brachas according to his reasoning. The Kol Alman Hazon. Everybody will agree that Zeman goes only until the end of Hazon. That goes until the end of Hazon. Mandam Shtayim Shalosh Shaper. So Mandam says that Birchas HaMazon is sometimes two and sometimes three brachas is very good. It's three brachas when you have Zeman, because then you have to stay till the end of Hazon. And it's two brachas when you don't have Zeman, because you only say the second and third bracha. Mandam Shalosh V'Arba. And how will you explain the brisa that says Shalosh V'Arba? Because he says that brisa holds not like we began this piece of Gemara, but rather it holds Atoy V'Meitiv Daraisihi. That the fourth bracha of Atoy V'Meitiv is a bracha midaraisa. And since it's a bracha midaraisa, so it's like this. When you have Zeman, you're going to say four brachas. Or you'll say four brachas. And when you don't have Zeman, you'll say the second, the third, and the fourth, but you'll skip Hazon. This is the pshat according to Rashi. Tosfos has a problem with Rashi's pshat, because we know that Hazon is very much part of Birch HaMazon under all circumstances. And to explain that the Gemara is talking about a situation that that a person who's not saying Zimu would not have to say Birch HaZon is very difficult. So rather, Taisha says that the Gemara here, the Machloikus of Nachman and Rosheshes, is discussing a Gemara that we learned yesterday. It's a person who's interrupted his meal to join in Zimun with two members of his group who have finished eating. So now the question is, the person has to wait until the end of the Zimun procedure before resuming his meal. Now the question of the Gemara is, how long must he wait? Rav Nachman says that he has to wait until he says Nevarech, and right after saying Nevarech he can go back to his meal. And Rav Sheshe says that he has to listen till the end of the Berachas Hazon, which is the way we paskin that if a person stops to answer Zimun in the middle of the meal and then he's going to go back to eating, he should wait until the end of the Zimun. Now the question is, according to that pshat and Tosfos, how do we explain what we just talked about, the brises, and how Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshe is now explaining the brises? So that the Rif, Tosfos quotes the Rif, who explains that the brises are referring to the number of people who can participate in the saying of Birch HaMazon. That when a group of people eat together and none of them is capable of reciting the entire Birch HaMazon, they could divide up, so each person says part of the brachas on behalf of the whole group. But the halacha is that each person has to say an entire bracha. Saying two halves of a bracha by two different people won't work. So the first brisa says the Birch HaMazon can be said by two or three people, but not by four people. And the other brisa says that it can be said by three or four people. So the Gemara initially assumes that the brisa which says the Birch HaMazon could be said even by four people holds like Rav Nachman, that Hazon is not part of the Zimun procedure. Accordingly, one person could say the Zimun blessing, is one. The second one says Hazon. The third one says Ha'aretz. And the fourth one says Bar Yerushalayim. The other brisa which says that the maximum number of saying Birch HaMazon is three people, because he holds like Rav Sheshes that Zimun goes to the end of Hazon, so you can't separate Zimun and Hazon. It has to be said by one person, and accordingly no more than three people can ever say Birch HaMazon in one time. But then the Gemara rejects this linkage and it says that according to Nachman, the brisa which says that only three and not four people could say Birch HaMazon is discussing a case of the Poyalim, in which case the second and third bracha are combined. According to Rav Sheshes, the Gemara says the brisa which says the Birch HaMazon can be said by four people is because even though you can't separate Zimun and Hazon, so that's only one bracha, but that brisa will hold, like we just learned, that a Toiva Meitiv is Midbar Reis. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, Teda, I'll bring you a proof that a Toiva Meitiv loves the Reis, that Toiva Meit is not the Raisa, Shreit Poyalim Oitramisai, because people who work could delete it. Now, if there was a Chiv with the Raisa to say it, how could it be deleted? Must be that there is no Chiv with the Raisa. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Matan Mishmei the Rav, Teida, that Toiva Meit will have the Raisa, I bring you a proof that a Toiva native is not with the Raisa, Shreit Pesech bar Baruch, you begin with the word Baruch, Ben Chayim Baruch, but it doesn't conclude with Baruch. So the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is like this: Birch HaMazon begins with Baruch Atah Hashem. The second bracha doesn't begin with a new Baruch; it starts with Noidalacha. The third bracha also starts with Rachimna and goes with a Vnei Yerushalayim, but no Baruch until the end. Why? Because they're all one long continuation, and that's why there's no need for a new Baruch at the beginning of every bracha. However, HaToiva Meitiv is not a continuation, because HaToiva Meitiv is the Rabbanan, whereas the earlier brachas were the Raisa. That's why by HaToiva Meitiv you have to start with a new bracha. Chaitanya, like we saw in the Braisa. Kol ha-brachas kulam peseich lembarach v'chaisim lembarach. All brachas begin with the word baruch, blessed is Hashem, and ends with Hashem. Chutz mebrachas ha-peres and brachas ha-mitzvahs, except for brachas over food, fruits, and brachas over mitzvahs. The reason for this exception is because they're very short brachas. A bracha smucha l'charvata, a bracha that follows another bracha. A bracha achranish v'krishma, the same, the bracha after krishma, evemis miyatzif. Yesh ben b'seif v'baruch, sometimes they begin with baruch, ben chayis v'baruch, but they don't, yesh, and some brachas begin with a baruch, ben chayis v'baruch, but don't end with a baruch. So there's a very important taisis. We don't have time to say the whole taisis, but the bottom taisis of this amid discusses many brachas and why they begin or don't begin with a baruch. One, two examples that taisis gives is the bracha that we say in the morning amongst the brachas atayu v'arevna, that we don't start that bracha with a baruch, and the reason is because taisis says it's a continuation of the previous bracha. Similarly, every morning when we say the bracha of yishtabach, we don't start with, at the end of Psuki de Zimra, we don't begin the Yishtabach with a new Baruch, and the reason we don't begin the Yishtabach with a new Baruch is because it's a continuation from the first Bracha, a Baruch Shomar, and it's one long continuation, and that's why Taisa says the halacha is that somebody is not allowed to be Masik, not allowed to make an interruption in the middle of Psuki de Zimra, because he's in the middle of one long Bracha of Yishtabach, a Baruch Shomar through Yishtabach. And interesting, the Paiskim ask, if that's the case, why is the halacha that somebody's allowed to put on a talis or tefillin during Psuki de Zimra? If it's one bracha, shouldn't be considered an interruption? So Paiskim say, because what's the purpose of the whole Psuki de Zimra? The purpose of the Psuki de Zimra is to praise Hashem. And putting on a talis and putting on tefillin is another form of praising Hashem. And since it's a form of praising Hashem, it is appropriate and is not considered an interruption in the middle of the Psukei Dezimra. Continues the Gemara. V'yesh ben shechayis men baruch, and some brachas end with the word baruch. They end with the word baruch, but do not begin with the word baruch. V'tayv ha-meitiv is an example of a bracha that pesach baruch that begins with the word baruch, then chayis me baruch, but does not end with the word baruch. Now, if a tayva meitiv, as we said before, was midaraisa, it should have not started with a baruch because it was a continuation of all the previous brachas. Why does it? Because mechlal the bracha v'fnei atzmahi, because it's a separate bracha. It's a bracha derabbanon, not the other brachas. Taisus asks, why does a Taiva Meitiv only open with a baruch and not end with a baruch? It should also end with a baruch because it's a separate bracha. So Taisus answers that since the entire bracha is one single, uninterrupted declaration of a praising Hashem, so it's similar to the bracha over food and mitzvahs, which we just learned in Amun Aleph, since they only have one declaration, we only have one baruch in them. Continues the Gemara. From Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Teda, I will bring you a proof that Taiva Meitiv lav deraisa, that Taiva Meitiv is not a bracha midoraisa. Because according to the opinion of Rav Kiva, which we're just going to say, in a home of a mourner, the bracha of a tayva meitiv was not said. Titania, as we learned in the Braisa, Maim Oimer Beis Avol, what was said as the fourth bracha in Birch Samazin in the home of an Avol? Baruch HaTayva Meitiv. So the Tanakam says, we say the same Nusach of Baruch HaTayva Meitiv. Rekiva says, Baruch Dayna Emes. We say that Hashem is a true judge. So after Gemara, according to Tanakama, HaTayva Meitiv in is only the bracha HaTayva Meitiv said, Dayna Emes not said. Certainly he should say Dayna Emes in the base of Avil. And he says, Gemara, Alam after HaTayva Meitiv. Both brachas should be said, HaTayva Meitiv and Dayna Emes. Mazukr ikul bei Ravashi. Mazukr came to the home of Ravashi, Isra ben Misla, when a terrible event happened to Ravashi. One of his relatives passed away, and he was in mourning. Pasuch Baruch. So he started out. Taiva Meitiv. Kel Emes. Hashem is good, and he prefers good. Kel Emes, he's a true Shem. Dayan Emes, he's a true judge. Shef B'Tzedek, he judges with righteousness. Lekech B'Mishpat, he takes away people with justice. V'Shalat B'Lomoy, last verse of Tzana, he rules over his world to do what he chooses in this world. Kichod Rach B'Mishpat, all his ways are just. Shaak Ashloi, all is his. V'Nachna Amar V'Avodav, we are his nation and his servants. V'Kol Anachna Chayav M'Hodesloi, and in all situations, we are obligated to thank him. Guide the Princess Yisrael, the person, the one who mends the breaches within Klai Yisrael, who yigdas a pritzah azois Yisrael l'chaim. He should close this breach with Klai Yisrael to life. However, Taisa says you should not use the words Shaif B'Tzedek, because we are not here to question God's judgment or to discuss it or understand it. The Gemara goes back to the subject of Zimun. And the Gemara asks, Yaheichen Uchayza, if somebody interrupted his meal to join two others in Zimun, to where in Birchas Hamazon does he return when he completes his own meal? That means, we learned before that Rav Sheshe said that the Zimun procedure continues until the end of the Hazan blessing. And therefore, somebody who interrupts his meal to join in Zimun has to listen till the end of Hazan before continuing his meal. Now the Gemara wants to know, at what point does he begin benching when he eventually finishes the meal and says Birchas Hamazon? Does he go back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon and say the Birchas Hazan, or does he not say this bracha and he begins with the second bracha? So says the Gemara, Razvid Mishmei Dabaya Amar Chayzal Roish. He goes back to the beginning of the Birchas Hamazon. The Rabbanan Amri and the Rabbanan say L'makin Shaposlik. He goes off. He goes back to the place that he left off. The Hilchasa and the Halacha is L'makin Shaposlik. He goes back to the place where he left off. Again, this explanation was according to Rashi, but the way Rashi explains the Gemara, we hold that the person who goes back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon. Unless the person, even though he wasn't joining the group in benching, did not eat and not have intention to eat afterwards. But even for us, that probably will make a difference, because we don't rely on the Birchas Hazan of the Mevarech. We each say our own bracha, and if we're saying our own bracha, we should say the whole bracha, Birchas Hamazon, when we actually do it. Amalei Resh Gelusa L'Resh Eishes. The Resh Gelusa said to Resh Eishes, Avagav the Rabbanan Kashishu Atan, even though you are elderly Rabbanan, Pasai, the Persians, B'tzarchi Suda B'kim Anaychu, are more proficient than you in how to act at a meal. As we know, in those days, it was customary that when they ate a meal, they sat reclining on the left side on a couch. So as Manchen Shtei Mitas, when there are two couches to be occupied, God will make the Barosh, the more prominent person reclines on his couch first, B'sheni loy l'malimeno, and the second person of prominence lays down on the couch above him. B'zman shen shalish, and when you have three people, you have three couches, God will make the emtsa, the most prominent person should lay down in the middle couch, sheni loy l'malimeno, the second most prominent on the couch above him, shlishi loy l'malimeno, and the third to him goes on the couch below him. Amalei, so Sheshit didn't like this practice. But is it fitting that when the most prominent person wants to speak to this person second in prominence, Masris Tzutzei, B'yosu Mishtoi Behadei, he has to straighten up and sit up and talk with him? So, because he's on top of him and you can't speak to him. That means we're making the most kosher person sit up. which is inappropriate. Amalei Sarek Shloshes Resh Kulsa said Shani Pasoi, the Persians are different. The Machiklei the Machik, because the Persians could signal to each other with hand gestures. Since he could signal with his hand and he doesn't have to talk and face him, he could still sit in the middle with the second most pertinent person above him, and it won't be a problem. Mayim Rishonim, when we wash Mayim Rishonim. Who's the first one to wash Mayim Rishonim? Amalei Rishvash said Minagodl. We begin with the most prominent person. Ask the Gemara, Yesh the Godl, the Yishma Yodov, Achnoitl Kulim. So must the Chlos Choshva person sit and watch and wait until everybody else washes. Amalei, so he said to him, Laotam Maisataka Kamayu. You're right. Immediately after he washes his hands, they should bring the small table. We spoke about it that they had their food, each person a small table in front of him. And he should immediately begin to eat, and he does not wash. So, the halacha is that if everybody is going to make his own birchas hamaitzi, the most chashuv person should wash his hands first. However, if he's going to be maitzi everybody, so now we have minhagim, many different minhagim. Some people say he should still be the first one to wash, and the fact that he's waiting is not considered a hefsik because it's tzarech asuda for the other people. And others, the Mishnah Berurah says he should wash last. He should wash last, and that not that he should have to wait. The Mishnah Berurah also says that when you have a very large group of people doing this, whether he washes first or washing last, to come the first person to talk while he's waiting, either the first person or the last person will come to wash, talk, and therefore he says that it's most appropriate that in such circumstances everybody should make the ombrich samaisi. May machroim. Now what about may machroim? Meichem eschilin. Who's the first one to mash mechilin? Omalei. We begin from the least prominent person. So Shesh is again asked, the God of Yosef, the Yodim is Hamas, Ashnoit and Kulon, does mean that the most prominent person should sit there and wash, would wait with his hands are dirty until everybody washes his hands? Amalei, so Shlokish said, they don't take away the table from him till it comes to his hand, time to wash. Till it comes to his time to wash my machroinim, and therefore it's not an embarrassment. Amr of Sheshis. So Sheshis says to him, Anomas Nisi Yidana. I know the Braisa, and this Braisa is going to teach us what is the proper way of acting by eating. The Tanya, Ketzet Seder Aseba, what is the proper procedure for reclining at a meal? When there are only two couches, God makes Barosh, the most prominent person sits on his couch first, the Shane Lamati Menu, and the second person in prominence should go to the couch below him. This way, if the most chashuv person wants to talk to the person below him, he doesn't have to get up from his reclining position to talk to him. Bizman, Shane Shalosh Mitas, when there are three couches, God will make the Barosh. The most prominent person sits down first on the top, Shenilai in the middle, Shenilai Lamalim Menu, the second one on the couch above him, Shlishlai Lamatim Menu, and the third in prominence sits on the couch below him. Even though there is a problem with this setup, because in this setup, by the most prominent person sitting in the middle, he can't talk directly to the person above him, but there are two miles. That's the problem with the setup. But there are two advantages to the setup. He can't talk to the third person without any interruption, and also always sitting in the middle is always the most prominent. So that's why we take this option, even though it's not perfect. Mayim Rishonim. When it comes to washing the hands before the meal, maschilim min hagadol. We begin with the most prominent person. Mayim hachroinim. When we wash the mayim hachroinim, bezman shem chamisha. When there are five people or less, maschilim min hagadol. We begin with the most chashuv person. Or bezman shem meya. But when there are more than five people, even 100 people, maschilim min hakotan. We begin with the least prominent person. Until we get to the last five people that are going to bench, and when we get to the last five people, Chayiv Maschil Mangav, then we begin with the most prominent one. Ulamakim Shemayim Chayivim, and to the place where the Mayim Achroinim goes first by the last five people, L'sham Brach Chazaris, that is the person who will lead the Berachas Hamazon. And Messiah Leil Rav, this supports what Rav said, Dan Rav Chiba Rashi Omer Rav, Kol Al Noitu Yodav Bachroinit Chilo, whoever is the first one to wash Mayim Achroinim, Hum Ezum LeBracha, he's the one that should say the Berachas Hamazon. And that's the Halacha, that the person who's going to lead the benching should be the first to wash Mayim Achroinim, but should be the first of the last five. Up to there, not. What is the reason for five? So there are two pshatim. One pshat is that five people is the time it takes for five people to wash their hands is the amount of time you need to prepare yourself to lead the benching. So the person who washes Mayim Achroinim, who's going to lead the benching, we want to give him a sign that you're going to be leading the benching, and you should say, prepare yourself. So we tell him, by the last five, you're benching and prepare yourself. Another pshat I saw is very nice. When you have six people, you don't necessarily have to have one group. You could divide the six into two groups. But once you're down to five people, it can't be divided anymore into separate groups, because there will be a group of three and two, and we learned yesterday with two people, you can't have Birchas Hazimun. So that's why when you're up to five, now we know that this is going to be a group that's coming together for Birchas Hazimun, and it's appropriate under that circumstances to show now you will be the person leading the Zimun, the person who's going to watch Mayim Achroinim first. The Gemara says a story. Rav that we learned already. Rav Ravchi of Yasub Sudasa Kamei the Rebbe. Rav Ravchi was sitting at a meal before Rebbe. Amalei Rebbe LeRav. So Rebbe told Rav, Kum Mashiyadacha. Go and wash your hands. Chazi the Kamarasa. So Ravchi saw the Rav was nervous because he thought that Rebbe was criticizing him, and as if to say that his hands were dirty, and he was telling him to wash him. Amalei, so he said to him, Bapechsi, son of nobleman, what I meant to say was, I am the Birchas Hamazon Kamalach. Prepare yourself to say the Birchas Hamazon is what he was telling you, and that's why you should wash your hands, because you're going to be the first to, you're going to be the first to wash your hands, because you're going to be the one leading Birchas Hamazon. It's interesting, we learned before that Hatoiva Meitiv is only Midrabonim. When was Hatoiva Meitiv composed? Hatoiva Meitiv was composed by the Aruge Beter. We will learn the Gemara that the Aruge Beter, when Bar Kokhba led the revolt against the Romans, he lived in the city of Beitar, and the entire city of Beitar was killed out, and they were left unburied. And Rav Gamliel and Yavna, after a number of years, was successful in getting the Romans to allow these people to come to Kfura. And there was a tremendous nace that these people not only were brought to Kfura, but their bodies were found whole, not decayed and decomposed after all these years. And that time they made a bracha of Atayva Metif. So first of all, the question is, what does a bracha in Birchas Hamazon have to do with coming to Kever? So the Mekubalim say that the schar, or unfortunately the oinish for somebody who the punishment for somebody who doesn't bench properly in his place and properly is that unfortunately he will not come to proper kvura. If we see that these people of Beitar ultimately came to proper Kfuras Yisrael, it must be because they were careful about benching properly. And that's why we say it, Dafka and benching. It's also interesting that I saw from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein that if nowadays a body of a Jewish soldier, of an Israeli soldier, is returned, even though it's a terrible sorrow and he was killed in action and he might have taken time until he was returned, but it's still a gevaldig bracha that he should come to Kfuras Yisrael. And he says it's appropriate that the family at that time should make a meal, and at that meal recite out loud the bracha of Atayva Meitiv, which will be a thank to Hashem that this person came to Kfuras Yisrael.